Support for the Marketplace Morning Report podcast provided by the Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, online at shrm.org.
Let the chips fall where they may.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Some good news for Intel this morning. It could use some after rather disappointing earnings last quarter. The company is expected to announce a deal with Sun Microsystems. Sun holds about a 10% share of the world server market. Under the deal, Sun would go back to using Intel chips. The loser in this story is AMD, Intel's big rival. The fight for market share between Intel and AMD has been tough. Both have slashed prices. Both are now paying the price. Intel still commands about three-quarters of the chip market, but AMD has been gaining territory lately. When we think of alternate energy sources, we think of things like solar power, wind power, or maybe biofuels. But there's another energy source that's attracting new attention. It comes from the Earth's own heat. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Sam Eaton explains.
It's called geothermal energy, and a team of MIT scientists have come out with the first comprehensive study to assess the technology's potential in more than three decades. Project leader Jefferson Tester says by tapping the vast amounts of heat trapped in the Earth's crust, the U.S. could generate a tenth of its power needs without emitting a single molecule of CO2.
And we can get access to it technically. This isn't something that requires new drilling technology.
It's just a matter of drilling to depths of 5,000 feet or more, fracturing the rocks, and then pumping water in to create steam. That steam drives turbines on the surface, generating electricity. And unlike other renewable energy technologies, such as wind and solar, geothermal provides a constant energy source, so long as there's enough water. And there's the rub. The shallowest pockets of hot rock are in the western U.S., where water can be hard to come by. I'm Sam Eaton from Marketplace.
It's probably wise to keep an eye on alternative energy sources since the price of oil is rising again. Oil rose 1% towards $53 a barrel today. The increase reflects icy U.S. winter weather, which could spike the demand for home heating oil in the Northeast. Right now, U.S. crude is at $52.63, although it had edged above $53 earlier. Some disappointing earnings on Friday caused the Dow to slip a bit. We'll see a lot of profit reports this week. The Dow ticked back 2 points on Friday to 12,565. However, the Nasdaq rose 8 points to 2,451. The S&P added 4 points. It'll start the day at 1430. And in Tokyo, the Nikkei climbed 113 points, or 0.6%. Homeowners in Florida will be watching a very important vote by lawmakers today. There's a bill under consideration that would cut the cost of homeowners insurance. Many residents say they could lose their homes because of rates that shot up after hurricanes. However, critics say the Florida plan puts the burden on future generations of taxpayers. Are you planning a visit to Mexico or maybe Canada? A lot of Americans take quick trips across the border, and it's been pretty easy. All you needed was a driver's license or birth certificate. But beginning tomorrow, you'll have to pack your passport, thanks to new rules approved after 9/11. Canadian cities like Toronto wonder how that will affect its tourist trade. Marketplace's Hillary McKay has more.
Don't leave home without it. Congress mandated passports for those entering the U.S. from anywhere. That includes returning Americans. But as many as two-thirds of Americans don't have a valid passport. Andrew Weir with Tourism Toronto says this could be a big problem for his city and others trying to entice U.S. tourists. His staff actually partnered with the U.S. Postal Service to help more Americans get their passports.
We're going to conventions in the U.S. now of groups that are coming to meet in Toronto in the future, and we're setting up passport booths right there in their conventions.
The new requirement is being phased in. First, air passengers must have passports. Land and sea travelers could have to carry them as early as next January. An adult passport costs $97. In Washington, I'm Hillary Wickay for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Fellows. Millions of businesses worldwide choose Fellows shredders for their shredding needs. Fellows, the bulldog of shredders. More at Fellows.com.
The new year is 3 weeks old. How many of those New Year's resolutions have you kept so far or even started? Everyone begins the year with grand hopes and great promise. Lisa Roth tells us that those hopes translate into big bucks for a lot of businesses.
Call them resolutionaries, those zealous types who give all to keeping the promises they made to themselves, dropping pounds, shedding junk, quitting smoking. At the gym, they're decked out in fancy new workout gear. You know, the ones who appear out of nowhere in January to take over every treadmill, Stairmaster, and weight machine. For regular gym-goers, resolutionaries can be an exercise in frustration. But for others, they're a goldmine.
It's craziness. It's like I feel like a rock star this month. It's awesome.
For personal trainer Lacey Stone, January needs an enormous wait list and lines out the door for classes she teaches at a New York gym.
Okay, good. Let's switch it up. You're going to put your knees together.
Resolutionaries bring her a windfall.
I know that January, all those winter months are the years, the time I need to buckle down and do as much as I can, because that is where I'm going to make the most over the course of the year.
Just about any kind of self-improvement imaginable can be transformed into a promise and profit. One bankruptcy lawyer told me he sees more people in January because they've resolved to get their financial houses in order. And personal coach Ann Fifield says her profession often gets more calls around this time, too.
It's a time of year when people actively take stock of their lives. So if there's a goal someone hasn't achieved or something that they really want, this might be the time of year that they would think of it and get committed to it and really get ready to put resources behind the change.
But some people say it's the holidays themselves that create the problems in the first place. Audrey Levine is a professional organizer.
You accumulate a lot of stuff, either pulling all your things out to pack your presents, or getting all your presents, or pulling out the decorations, or having the kids come and dump all their stuff from the end of the school term.
Plus, she says, there are all those who promise themselves to get it together while they have time off during the holidays, and then don't. Of course, it could be argued that broken promises are what New Year's resolutions are really about. I mean, how long does anybody actually keep at it anyway? Well, nobody I talk to would rat out their clients on tape. But maybe that's because even failed resolutions can have a silver lining. After all, isn't that just more business for next year? In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
And here's a reminder, if one of your resolutions was to check out our podcast, it's easy. Just go to our website. It's marketplace.org. And in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
Email. It's a
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.